This is Pastor Letter from our Bishop Mark. A story of the early church describes a scene in Nazareth. St. Joseph is teaching his young foster son Jesus some basic carpentry. This included the use of hammer and nails. In a childish mishap, Jesus cuts his hand and runs bleeding to his father, who cries out, "Oh, my son, you've been pierced with a nail." Mary and Joseph tenderly bind Jesus' wound. Growing up in a family prepared Jesus in a very human way for the giving of himself on the cross. Today's feast is a reminder to us that this preparation took place in the home of Nazareth. There, the Son of God knew the joy and sorrow of growing up in a human family. So often we idealize the Holy Family. We can assume that the experiences of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in their family have little to say to our modern experience of family life. Yet we need only to recall the events of the Lord's early years, and we realize that it was far from a fairy tale existence. It began with a controversial pregnancy, which caused a degree of local scandal. It was followed by a birth in a borrowed stable. As an infant, Jesus was hunted for his life, so that he and his parents were forced to flee to migrate to Egypt and there to stay there, possibly for several years. We also know that he was still a boy. His parents did not always understand the full meaning of his call. These are the details we know from the Gospels. Tradition also teaches us that Joseph died before Jesus' public ministry. So Mary and Jesus knew a deep family bereavement too. We know from other scenes in the Gospels that Jesus showed great sensitivity to widows and that he wept over the death of his friend Lazarus. I imagine that he first encountered those realities in the home of Nazareth, as he comforted Mary, newly widowed, and himself knew the heartache of losing his human father. This time of year, we rightly give more time to be with the family. This is a great gift. We learn again the tenderness of being able to be with those whom we love. But as well as being full of joy and great consolation, can also be a time when we experience some of the tensions of family life. We see some of its vulnerabilities and frailties. It is easy to think that God does not understand this or is far from our human reality. The Feast of the Holy Family tells us something quite different. We believe in a God who is with us, who walks with us, who came among us, and who knows our joys and sorrows from the inside. There is no genuine human experience which God does not know or cannot transform. It is in the family that we first learn to love, to forgive, to say sorry, to begin to give of ourselves in service of others. In a family, we learn to know the rhythm of hurt, of sorrow, of regret, of healing. For this reason, Blessed Pope Paul VI called the family the domestic church. You know that in this year, Pope Francis has asked us to reflect seriously on the gifts given through marriage and family life, that we may rediscover something of its treasures in our society. Despite its many struggles or its ups and downs, we know that without the gift of family, we feel cut off, less human, we feel less ourselves. This is why marriage is such a noble vocation and why family life must be strengthened and supported, especially in times of difficulty. The bishops of England and Wales have prepared some simple reflections on the call, the journey, and the mission of marriage and family life. They are on a sheet available at the end of Mass. In these days, when we have the chance to spend a little more time with our loved ones, I ask you to read these reflections together and to share your thoughts with one another especially in your families. If you would like to share your thoughts with these reflections with me, then I would be happy for you to write to me here at Bishop's House. I cannot promise to answer every reply, but I will certainly ponder what you write and will use them as part of my submission to Cardinal Nicholls and Bishop Peter Doyle, who are to be the representatives from England and Wales at the Synod on the Family next October. Our reflection on family life must not, of course, forget those who are lonely this Christmas or those who feel isolated or alienated, either because of bereavement or other circumstances. Good marriages and strong families are never closed in on themselves, but are always open to those who are most in need. This is why we all find a home within the family of the church, whatever our situation. We walk the road of life and of faith together, and no one need feel abandoned. I ask God's blessing on you and all those whom you love, especially your family members, this feast day. Do please pray for me. Yours devotedly, and signed, Mark O'Toole, Bishop of Plymouth. So don't forget, pick up those little sheets, they're just small little sheet, A5 folded, as you go out.